all for attending. We're going to go ahead and call the order of the June 13th, 2017 Liberty County School Board regular meeting. We're going to open up with prayer and pledge led by Mr. Hayes and Mr. Reddick. If you'll stand, please.
Let us pray. Dear Father, would you give you thanks for a beautiful afternoon you give us to come together to do our school business, Father. Pray for each and every person here in the families. Be with us as board members, Father. Pray we'll always have an open heart and open mind. Be with us and watch over us throughout this day. We ask these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have three recognitions tonight. Tonight we're going to go ahead and start with one of our retirees. Miss Jessie Bennett's going to come up and speak.
We're looking for Miss Sand.
Did she not come? Okay.
We
were going to recognize Miss Sand with her retirement, but we'll hold off and try to get her here maybe next time. Moving on down to our Hosford baseball team. Coach Mark McCaskill, would you come up and present for your guys, or our guys, I should say?
Yeah.
Yes.
Every one of y'all got to give a speech.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
This is your package. Yeah, I can't hold it. Yeah. I'm not tall enough to hold it. Our 2017 conference champions, the Hosford Panthers. I got three guys, obviously, they're going to be headed out here just a few minutes. They're playing summer ball over at the ball field now. Just drag them over here for the meeting, and let them go back in just a minute. But Mr. Summers asked me to address the crowd, but I really am addressing these guys. You come into a season sometimes, and you don't really know what you expect. And I'm new to the school, been there before, so people kind of look a little bit familiar to folks when I was walking around. But I had never coached these guys before, so when you come into a season, new to a school, new to a team, you don't know what to expect. I had no idea that I could have done more harm than I did good coaching these guys. All I really needed to do was show up and be the guy with the bus driving license to get them back for the game and leave them alone. This is a great, great bunch of guys. They work hard, they play hard, they're very talented, and they're also really, really good kids, growing into be great young men. And I have thoroughly enjoyed this baseball season, and I wish them the best as they move on, some of them move on into their baseball career.
Pleated a
rod. Got one more coming. Good. So I wish them the best, and I want to let them know, as I do any other time, that if they ever need anything, I'm always around. But congratulations, guys. I really enjoyed the season, and I wish you guys the best.
Y'all, I'm
going
to have to come bunch up a little bit.
All the tall people got to get in the back.
Mr. Johnson.
Board members, how y'all want to do that?
Y'all go ahead. I'll get behind Doobie.
All right,
all right,
one, two, three.
All right,
got us all. Good deal.
Good deal.
All right, thank you guys.
Good job, guys.
Ones that need to go back, y'all.
Go on back, get back in the game.
Good job. Thank you, Mark.
Give
them a minute.
Thank y'all. Next, we're going to have a recognition for our Liberty County High School track team. Coach Buzzy Lewis, would you like to come up to present?
I wish Mark would have hung around, we'd let him speak.
All right, we got Blake here. We went to state, and Blake's, he did a real great job. He's one of these guys. Is Blake and Chris Williams. Is in track. If you work hard, you slowly get a little better as the year goes on. And and they did real good and qualified in district, and then they still did well in the same events, and they qualified in the region, and then they made it to state, and they did their best, personal best for the year at state. And Blake came in seventh in the 110 high hurdles, and in his personal best. And we had Chris Williams, who's not here tonight, but he placed in three events, all the jumping events, the high jump, he placed fifth, the triple jump, he placed seventh, and then the long jump, he placed eighth. So we had a fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth place finish down the state, and I'm real proud of them. And what's good, they'll all, both of them are juniors, and they'll be back next year.
Good.
All right. Good
job. You in there?
I don't know what part of me, man.
I can cut that one just a little bit. And then Buggy, you'll come over here to the end. And get everybody in. There we go.
See
That's
us?
It. I got it. I got everybody. One, two, three.
All right.
You love his teacher, don't you?
Good job, man. Thanks, Buzz.
All right. At this time, I'll just let everyone know that you're welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting. That's all of our recognitions. If you would like to leave, you're welcome to do that. We'll let you break for just a second like the others did. But if you want to stay, feel welcome to stay. I think everybody pretty much is here to stay. Okay. At this time, we have public comment. Do we have anybody that would like to address the board tonight for our public comment?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir. When you come up, if you will, please state your name.
Okay. Now?
Yes, sir. And you'll have 3 minutes.
Okay. I'm Miley Kiltz. Myself and Michael Kiltz in the back, we're parents of Nathan Kiltz at Hofstra Elementary School. I'm here to talk a little bit about the care behavioral group contract termination that's on the board agenda from what I understand tonight. I just wanted to share a little bit with everybody about care behavioral group and what my child went through as a result of child behavioral group. We took a child who, when we adopted him and put him in Hofstra School, the amazing staff at Hofstra School brought an 8-year-old child testing on a pre-K level up to grade point average. It was amazing. Excellent progress story. It was a story we used in state government everywhere with DCL. To all of a sudden being allowed to be bullied, mentally abused, and physically abused by a contracted agent of this school board, CARES Behavioral Group. They bullied my child, they mentally abused my child, and no person at Hofstra Elementary School took it upon themselves to notify me as a parent, my spouse as a parent, or the state. I'm upset about this. DCF is really upset about this. I'm telling y'all have got one hellacious investigation coming to Liberty County right now from DCF because of this. Nobody at Hofstra School in the administration level took it upon themselves to do the mandatory reporting that was required by law to DCF until I raised enough concern about it that they didn't have a point but to do it. And I'm getting questions from DCF as to why this issue was not taken up and reported sooner than what it was. Teachers reported this issue to administrative staff. I did a public records request so that I can show proof where the emails were sent to guidance counselor, principal, and assistant principal to show these people need to be out of the classroom, they're abusing the kids, they're locking kids in closets, they're putting doors or tables up against doors to prevent children from coming out. My child, they caused him to have emotional behavioral outbursts. They did not allow him, they refused to allow him to do the techniques taught to him to calm himself down from emotional outbursts. All this they repeatedly did while staff on board was not doing anything about it. Teachers were reporting it, their voices were going unheard, their emails were being ignored, nothing being done. I'm upset as a parent, I'm upset as a citizen of Liberty County, born and raised right here, and for the first time in my life, I'm disappointed and I'm ashamed of Liberty County School. And I'll be honest with you, that's point blank yet. Not sure what actions we're going to take just yet, The investigation is still undergoing. I'm waiting for a public records request to come to us so that we got the proof in hand. But like I said, DCF has guided me to go to the Department of Education and talk to their investigators on code of conduct and professional services. And I feel like you as a school board all need to know what's going on. I don't know how many of y'all have been completely in the loop and seen the emails and seen the reports from the aides and the people there that was witnessing it. But if you want it, I've got it. Like I said, I'm disappointed. Very disappointed. So I hope this contract is terminated and these people never step ground to Liberty County again, because I have been through the law enforcement, FDLE, and the Sheriff's Department, and I will get, you know, things to stop these people from coming on this school ground if I have to.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Your 3 minutes is over, so I have to stop you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for addressing.
Thank you, Mom.
Do we have any other public comment tonight? Okay, at this time we're going to move forward, so just please know after that we will no longer accept public comment this throughout the meeting. Next on our agenda is item number 4, our Superintendent's Monthly Report. Mr. Summers, do you have anything tonight for us?
Yes, ma'am, just a couple of things. To start with, we'll talk about the meetings that we'll be having. We've got 4 of them over the next month and a half here. The June 27th, we'll have a special meeting, and that'll be on the at 6 p.m. on the 27th. I'll go through these dates then, and if you have some issues with them, call us, but if you possibly can, the 27th. July 11th, we'll have our regular July board meeting. Of course, it's at 6. And then we have 2 special meetings, one July 20th, and that'll be the time that we look at the tentative budget for next year. And then on July 3rd, and that's at 5:05. Am I right, Sheila?
Yes, sir.
5:05 on the 20th of July. And then July 31st at 5:05, we'll have a public hearing on the tentative budget.
So what's that last date, Mr. Summers?
July 31st. We'll have a public hearing on it. All right, those are the 4 meetings. We did get official. You know, we had the unofficial word that we had our money, but we've received the official word now. The governor has signed it. It's coming our way. First installment will be just over $6 million as we get started. And there's lots of things to do and a lot of plans to be made, and I'm sure we'll have workshops and all kinds of good stuff. The good thing about it is several of us have gone through the process, so we know as far as the basic pattern of it. But I wanted to announce that. We're sure proud of our representative and senator for helping us. We'll be involving them. Be talking to y'all about when you'd like to do a groundbreaking, as far as just official groundbreaking. Of course, we probably won't start construction until it may be January or February, you know, before actual construction starts. But excited about that news, and we'll be doing something for the paper about it. I asked Stephanie if she would talk to us a little bit about insurance and the status of our insurance as of right now. Stephanie, if you'll share.
What I have done up to this point says, been in contact with our insurance carriers, and they are adjusting our premiums due to, as of June 30th, we no longer have an agent of record. So Mr. Jared Hare with Standard Insurance, which is your dental, vision, and life, he said he would send me quotes next week with adjustments made to the premiums. So hopefully by next week I'll have his adjustments and what the new rates will be. He said he'll have his new rates. Also, hopefully by in the next week. And CHP has already given credits from July to August on health insurance, and payroll has made those adjustments accordingly. We should receive quotes for CHP as well as quotes for Florida Blue CHP blended plan. We're getting the rates again for both of those to see, you know, what the employees would like to, or what they prefer. So I've asked for those rates on both of those. hopefully by 1st of July, and then we plan to meet again with our insurance committee to discuss the best insurance option. And I'll try to put information out there to everyone, because I like for everybody to know what's going on with the insurance. So that's all I have at this point.
Thank you.
Any question or anything for Stephanie?
Has this changeover been pretty easy? Ain't been a major roadblocks in the
change? Everybody's worked really well with me with the insurance carriers. I haven't had any problems so far, and I'm grateful for that. But they are really nice people. Bend over backwards to help, and I'm glad
that.
Thank you.
One last thing. This is the time of the year that we have to have a representative from the board, and also one business owner to serve on the value-added board. I guess I don't know where it comes under, the county commissioners or who it comes under. But we need one board member to serve on that committee. If I can have...
I make motion, Mr. Flowers.
I'll second.
Oh, they got the new guy.
Okay. All right, that sounds good. James will be our representative from the board. We'll need a business person. Now, Jackson has volunteered. He definitely does not have to be the business person, but he has volunteered to serve as the business person on that.
I'll make a motion for Jackson.
Okay, I'll let him know as well. I think they only meet like once, I believe, right? I think they meet once.
Yeah, well, they meet once just to have the organizational meeting, and then they meet as needed if somebody challenges, yeah,
tax rate or something
correct.
Like that.
Correct. And it has not been resolved there in that office.
Sounds good. We all know that we've got that taken care of, and that concludes what I needed to say.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Summers. Moving on to item number 5, any additions or corrections to the agenda? We do not have any tonight. Moving on to 6, approve the agenda. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda without any corrections?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers, motion by Mr. Reddick. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, to approve the minutes of the May 9th, 2017 regular school board meeting. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, consent items. We have several of these. Item number A, the principal's reports, which include principal's reports, financial statements, budget amendments, and bills and payroll. We don't have any budget amendments. Is that correct? Yes, so we don't have any of those. That would be scratched out. So it would just be principal's reports, financial statements, bills and payroll. Do we have a motion to approve these items?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number, well, letter number B, or it's not a number, it's a letter. Approved job description for the instructional technology coach. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr.
Flowers.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Do we have any discussion?
Of course, this is a new position paid for through the digital classroom grant. That's how the funding for it goes.
Okay. Any other discussion?
Is this going to be continued funding or funding for 1 year?
We're
going to be funded 17, 18 as well.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not a guarantee that it's continual, but we're hoping it stays for a few years.
So you apply yearly.
We doubled the funds this year for us to the
500 grand.
Yeah, for the 18th.
I don't see it going away, but we're tied into the grant as far as the position goes.
Yeah.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Letter C. I got to get the number out of there. Delete 2 Health Aid 2 positions at W.R. Toller K-8 school effective June 30th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D, transfer one 10-month teacher position from W.R. Toller to the district office effective July 1st, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion?
This is Ms. Erica Noble's working over in ESC. She was temporary, and we'd like to make her permanent.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E, transfer two 10-month teacher positions from Liberty County High School to Hossford Elementary and Junior High effective July 1st, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F, transfer one health service worker, which is a 12-month position from district office to Liberty County High School effective July 1st, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G, delete one behavior specialist position at district office effective June 30th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H, approve Melissa Lopez for FMLA medical leave from June 1st, 2017 to September 29th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I, approve the advertising for the gas and diesel bid for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty, second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item J, approve the out-of-state travel for Amy Combs to attend the School Nutrition Association National Conference in Atlanta, Georgia, July 9th through July 12th. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes, seconded by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item K, approve adding Claudie Black's name to the W.R. Toller Bank account at Centennial Bank. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item L, approve the transportation request from Liberty County 4-H to use two Liberty County School Board buses to transport children to Niceville, Florida for Camp Tempucci, June 19th through the 23rd, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes, second by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item M, approve the personnel consent items from the June 13th, 2017 personnel list. That was an attachment. The table is there. Did everybody get that? Okay. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, second by Mr. Petty.
Yes, ma'am.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number nine, action items. Item A, approve the recommendation to create one 12-month teacher on special assignment in the technology instructional coach at the district office. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item B.
Excuse me. Get back over that vote, please.
Okay.
James Flowers, DBAs.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Item B, approve the revised contract for Milo Walquist to provide physical therapy services for summer 2016-17 and July 10th through 13th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C, approve the revised contract for Milwaukee's to provide physical therapy services for summer 2016-17, June 12th through 29th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item D. Approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Leon County Schools for inter-county transfer for the 2017-18 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item E. Approve the dual enrollment articulation agreement between Liberty County Schools and Tallahassee Community College for the 2017-2018 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item F. Approve the contract between the Liberty County School Board and the Panhandle Area Educational Consortium for Skyward Software. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G. Approve the amendment for contracted services between the Liberty County School Board and the Liberty County Arts Council in the amount of $750. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Any a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item H. Approve the revised salary schedule for the 2016-17 fiscal year effective June 13, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
It just reflects that technology coach salary, you know, that we just added.
Thank you. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item I. Approve the termination of contract for summer behavioral services between Liberty County School Board and Collier Behavioral Group, effective May 26, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10. Do we have any board policy items tonight? Okay. Item number 11, any board member items?
Mr. Chairman, I got a question. I've been talking to Ms. Swim about trying to get lockers in Hospital School for the middle school. When we first built that school, we couldn't do it. I think it's something to do with the fire marshal. Well, since then, they come up with a different design that we can get them, and that's something they really need over there, especially for the middle school. We can check and see if any way we can afford it and can get them done.
Anybody have anything else? I have one item that I would like to ask the board to take a look at. When we have public comment, I would like to see, and I'll give over here if you'll take one of these and pass it down. This is a form that I thought maybe we could start having people fill out prior to the meeting, meaning, you know, 5-10 minutes before the meeting. Just setting their name and what their topic of discussion is or what they want to approach the board with, just so we have a good record of it. And then that helps prepare us to be able to know. And then I have an order that I can, you know, call them in.
Yeah.
It actually goes in line with our NEOLA policy that we have, which is also attached here for y'all if you want to read over it. My opinion is maybe we can go ahead and start this for the July meeting, but if y'all would like to have time to look at it and kind of, you know, amongst yourself, have some time to look over it first, I mean, I'm okay with that.
Well, I fill out a slip and count.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Well, what we're going to have to do is somehow advertise letting the public know that we're going to be doing this. I wouldn't expect them to know. I mean, obviously, most people that come to address the board are here 5 or 10 minutes early where we could get them to do it, but I don't want it surprising anybody. Yeah.
Could they come up like a couple of days before the meeting, fill it out in the superintendent's office, mm-hmm. so we can kind of have a little research going on as well, have it available.
Mm-hmm. I would think
idea,
we
right?
could do that.
Yeah, good idea. We can put it on our website. And there's all kinds of ways.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Good job, Shane.
So if if they come in and fill it out with Miss Mary or whoever y'all have them go see, I shouldn't have just assumed you, I'm sorry. But if you are the person, you'll just keep those. But then whoever comes to the meeting, they'll still have, you know,
that's
as
right.
long as they're here 5 or 10 minutes early right. where they can quickly fill it out. Okay.
Yeah.
Is everybody okay with this, or do y'all, you're okay with it? Okay. Shane? Okay. Thank y'all.
Thank you.
It makes me feel more organized anyway, since I'm, you know. That's the only thing that I have. So if we don't have anybody else that has any, we have any closing comments or anything? Okay. Well, I'm going to ask for a motion for adjournment.
Motion.
Second. Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Meeting adjourned. No. Actually, Mary did. Mary and I.
Dude, you got to start following.
This is
all.
Black, is it all right?
What did you
do those minutes first so I can get the sign?
This is it right here, right?
There you go. Thank you, man. Appreciate you having me on my back.
You're welcome. Anytime. Let me know if you need any help. Happy to help you.
Commissioners, they do that. They come in and fill out a little index card.
He's back with me, but he never did.
He was very sweet. I don't blame him.
Today or yesterday, he said he's got some buses available that we can have in the